Let's turn to the book of Psalm. Chapter 96. Psalm chapter 96. Give the Lord the glory due His name. Bring an offering and come into His court. The Bible tells us we have to give the glory to the name of God. This is the first day of 2014. What should we do in the year of 2014? You know, our relationship with God is interactive. It's just like our relationship with others is interactive. Sometimes we feel that other people, it seems, not very friendly to us. But probably that is a reaction that we are not treating the one very friendly. If we try to love others for a long term, you can feel that other people will love us in return. The same with God. If we don't experience God a lot, probably it's a reflection we are very cold to God. But if we try to use a very positive attitude to God, and then in every day we can experience His presence and His blessing. So what should we do in 2014? Of course, there is a lot of things to do. But the first thing is, let us give the glory to God He deserves. Psalm chapter 96 talk about the glory of God, of His name. How come God's name is glory? At least there are three reasons. The first reason is God's creation. Let's see chapter 90. Chapter 96. Verse 2 and 3. Sing to the Lord, praise is His name. Proclaim the good news of His salvation from day to day. Verse 3. Declare His glory among the nations, His wonder among all people. These two verses tell us there are two ways God manifest His glory. In verse 3 say, declare the glory among the nations, His wonder among all people. God's glory comes from His creation. So the universe is the masterpiece of God. Now, how great is God's creation, we never understand. So God is so great to a point you will never understand Him. He's the greatest one in the world. So because of God's creation is so great, so His name is so beautiful, is so great. You see a musician, you see an artist, You see a politician, you see a scientist, when they have great achievement, their name have been well known and their name has been praised. A lot of time, their name have been put in the first page of the national publication. And compared with all the human beings, God is the greatest one. His creation, you look into the beautiful scenery, a beautiful flower, a beautiful plant, a beautiful bird, a beautiful scenery spot. And that kind of praise actually is what God deserves. So every time I went to Africa, I returned to a very natural environment. And a lot of time, all surrounding you is unpolluted. In the morning, about 6 a.m., you don't have to use the alarm clock because all the birds start to sing the songs. Yeah. And you feel so wonderful. And how come it's so wonderful? Because it comes from the creation of God. So God is so amazing. That's the reason God's name is glorious, because of his works, his masterpiece. And verse 2 talk about God's salvation. Paul spent about 11 chapters talk about the salvation of God. In the end of the chapter 11 of Book of Romans, what did Paul say? If you read chapter 11, verse 35 to 36, 33 is talk about God is so wise. His wisdom nobody can understand. And 34 talk about who give God's counsel. Nobody. And 36 is talk about everything come from God and rely on him, and is for God. And the last sentence is, glory belong to him. So, the salvation have been accomplished on the cross. And to Satan, it seems, crucifixion is a victory. So Satan put the idea of betraying Jesus to Judas. And Satan went into Judas' heart. So Judas just insists to betray Jesus. Sold him for 30 pieces of silver. But the last utterance of Jesus Christ is finished. The salvation has been accomplished. So that is the amazing work of God, overcome Satan on top of the cross. So today we can be saved. That is the amazing work of God through Jesus Christ. So God deserves his name deserves the utmost glory in the world. So this is the first reason why God's name is so glorious. And the second reason is the position of God. Position of God is so great. According to the Bible, he is the greatest one in the world. Let's see verse 4. Psalm chapter 96, verse 4. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. The Lord is great. According to the Bible, Lord sit in the highest place. That means nobody is higher above him. You know, well, when a person been promoted in a company or through the election, become the head of the state, always bring a lot of glory. One day, a few years ago, when I was in Kenya, and a lot of people put a sticker on the car and talk about Obama, because Obama next father come from Kenya. And after Obama was elected the president, a lot of children call Obama because they consider that name a name of glory. However, we are the children of God, right? Not Obama. And God sits in the highest place. So the name of God is so glorious. Now we verse 10. Chapter 96, verse 10. Say among the nation, the Lord reigns. What does it mean, the Lord reigns? He is a king. He is in control. So God's name is beautiful. He is a king. He reigns in the physical world. He reigns in the spiritual world. From the top of the heaven to the earth, to down beneath the earth. God is a king. God is in control of everything. God is in control of human history, from the past to the present to the future. God is in control of our future. Now, yesterday, today, and tomorrow, God is a king. Now, he is the greatest king. Now, he is a glorious king. His name is beautiful. So this is the second reason God's name is beautiful, because of his position. The third reason, the nature of God is beauty. That is the reason God is glorious. The book of Job, he described about himself. He say when he walked through the marketplace, the young man ran away, and the older man all stood up. Why? Because Job was highly respected. Why Job was highly respected? If we read the book of Job, because he had done a lot of good things. He was so righteous, and he was so caring. He became the eye of the blind. He became the leg of the lame. And he became the friend of widow. He became the friend of fatherless. Because he was so righteous and he was so merciful, caring, so he was highly respected by everybody. Right? But who was Job? When God started to talk to Job, right? And Job just covers the mouth in front of God. I cannot say anything because God is so great. The reason the name of Jesus Christ is so beautiful is because the nature of Jesus Christ is so amazing. You know, Golgotha is a praise, it's a name just like a olive praiser. You put the olive there and you praise over the olives and the oil will come out. Golgotha was a place Jesus Christ was crucified. Jesus Christ suffered. In his suffering, he manifests the most beautiful nature of God. What's that? Love and forgiveness. We can know a person from two ways. The first way is you put a person into a very easy environment. Right? Very enjoy a lot of happiness there to see how the people behave. A lot of times the people will behave very loosely. And the second way is put people to a very difficult situation to see how the people react. Then pretty much you will know the person. So on the cross, Jesus insists to the last moment of the crucifixion to drink up the cup of the bitterness. Why? Because he loved you and me. We are supposed to suffer, but he suffered for us. And also, on top of the cross, he loved the one who crucified him. So he prayed to God, forgive him for they did not know what they are doing. You will be touched so much by his love. So the name of God, Jesus Christ, is so beautiful. Because in him you can see humility. Even though he was God himself, he was so humble to become a human being, to become a servant, and to wash people's feet. And he was so holy. He never committed sin. And he was so merciful. He go everywhere, every day, free, to heal the sickness, to cast out the demon, to preach the gospel, to save the human being. Now, so every day, he just tried to manifest the beautiful divine nature to benefit the people in the world. So his name deserved to be praised. One of the very beautiful divine nature of God recorded in the book of James. Talk about everything good, everything perfect is come from God. The light, the source of light. In God, there is nothing no good. All right. In God is the origin of light. There is no darkness. So the more we are closer to God, the more our nature will be transformed. The more God abides in us, the more we will become a positive person. Do you know a lot of people, they always talk about something negative. They always look things from negative perspective. Why? Because God is not in their heart. When God is in our heart, just like Paul, when he was in prison, in the most desperate situation, he was so joyful. Why? Because there is God, there is hope. Very positive. From our interaction with the environment, in our interaction with the human being, we accumulate so many different negative things in our heart. So we feel depressed, we feel unhappy, because so many things negative. So in the new year, what should we do? The negative things will continue to pour into our heart. The only one way we can do is to invite God into our heart. When God fills upon our heart, all the darkness will be gone. We will be filled with the light. We will be filled with a positive perspective in our life. Even when the death comes, it's still positive. Why? When the death comes, I can end the suffering in the world and go back to heaven. So how should we respond to this kind of great name, the glorious name of God? Let's come back to Psalm chapter 96. Verse 1 and verse 2. So sing the Lord a new song, and sing to the Lord all the earth. And verse 2. And sing to the Lord and bless his name. And verse 4. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. So all the whole chapter you can see. Sing to the Lord. And through the singing we praise him. And we also give thanks to him. So this is the first way we respond to God's glory. When we admire somebody, you will write a letter, I admire you. Or sometimes we will tell the person directly, I admire you. And it becomes a fan of the person, right? And God is so great. We should follow him. And we sing him to him. And we praise him. And we tell him, you are great. We thank him. That is the way we respond to God's greatness. So every time, when we kneel down, we always pray. Ask God, give me this, ask God, give me that. Right? And at the end of the prayer, we feel not very happy because it seems we did not get too much out of our prayer. But we temporarily stop the ask for something. When we pray, we just kneel down to praise God. Praise God for his beautiful name. We just give thanks to God. You just continue to count the blessing. And in every blessing, God, I thank you. And when we do so, we are offering the spiritual sacrifice. It's the glory God deserves. So in the beginning of 2014, instead of asking something, why not let us give God the praise he deserves? Why not let us give thanks to God through our mouths? So to glorify his name. So this is the way we give the glory to him he deserves. The second way, how do we respond to the glorious nature of God? Let's turn back to Psalm chapter 96. Psalm chapter 96, verse 9. Praise the Lord, in the beauty of the holiness. Tremble before him, O earth. The beauty of holiness. So we have to put on the beauty of holiness. In the eyes of God, holiness is a kind of beauty. So put on the beautiful clothes of holiness so that we can approach him and to be with him. So in this year, let us determine to live a holy life. So before God, we should avoid doing anything evil. We should do everything in righteousness, because God is righteous. So that is the way we give glory to him. Let's see chapter 97, verse 10. 97, verse 10. You who love the Lord, hate evil. If we really love God, you want to love God in return, hate evil. Whatever is not right in the eyes of God, I refuse to do it. And that is the way we give the honor to his name, the honor he deserves. So, let's come back to the another one, then we start to pray. Verse 8, chapter 96, verse 8. Give the Lord the glory due to his name, and bring an offering and come into his court. Bring an offering and come into his court. What kind of offering? The most important offering is we ourselves as a living sacrifice. We are determined from now on, I want to use all my totality to serve him, to become his slave, to make him happy. And that is the way we give the glory to God, the glory he deserves. So in the beginning of 2014, instead of kneel down, ask a lot of things, let us give the glory to God, the name he deserves, the glory he deserves. Let's come forward and we pray about 30 minutes.